I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What is the kink you learned about a little later than you would have thought you would? How about this one first? The last 2 years, I've noticed I am increasingly attracted to women 60 years and older. I'm a 31-year-old man that never thought about them at all. But now it's all I think about.
Ooh, why?
That's a good one.
Wow, just something got triggered somewhere along the way.
Yeah, did you go on a date with a little salt and pepper and think to yourself, damn, she's got it all together?
Or get a spanking from your mom?
Oh, I bet it is. I bet he's got, you know, an
it's
aunt
mommy.
He always liked.
You gotta say
now has gray hair.
You gotta say mommy in that situation.
Yeah. Did mommy tell you you were a bad boy?
Did mommy send you to your room?
No, mommy did.
How old did he say he was in his early 30s?
He's 31.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, good news, man. Every woman's only gonna get older.
Man.
It's just gonna. Woo.
Stuff like this interests me so much.
You
because
just opened up a whole new world to yourself.
At some point, something clicked in his brain. And I would love to know what that exact moment was or go back in time to find out exactly what happened that made it go, oh,
and some people,
I'm into this now.
Some people can pinpoint it. For example, this person. I had a therapist when I was in my mid-20s. She was around 50. She always was well-dressed and wore pantyhose or tights. It was sexy, but it didn't really spark me then, but it really set off my, as therapy went on and I became closer to her, it really set off my thigh-high pantyhose garter belt kick. Now I'm 40, and I think about that look all the time.
Makes sense.
It
somewhat
does.
Of an authority figure.
Yeah. Well, it's the best look. Skirt, tights, heels. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like most men that I've dated really like pantyhose. Like, anytime they're on, they're like, oh, your legs look great. I'm like, you like this material because you can rip it easily. That's why you like this material.
See, I've never thought of that at all. Actually.
Oh, really?
No.
Now I am.
No, about ripping it? No, I don't care about ripping it. It's a hot look, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good pair of boots.
Oh, yeah.
Boots and a skirt, man.
How about this one? When I was in college, I hooked up with a guy that was really hot, and it was the best sex of my life at the time. We went back to his dorm, and he or his roommates hadn't flushed the toilet. So while we were doing it, I could smell stale urine. And now when I walk by a men's locker room, I'm so turned on.
What? Whoa. Now that's a kink.
That's a weird one.
That's a smell associated to a memory that you don't want to forget.
Right?
Your whole
that's what it
out.
Is. Wow. It's the memory. It's not, I mean, I don't even know if that, maybe that's a kink. I don't know.
She's that person
I'm
at
no
the
doctor.
Airport that lingers around the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well, of all the walls to perch upon, why are you standing right outside of the bathroom?
Yeah, you come out and you're, you know, Hot Wings is walking through his gate and she says, excuse me, sir, are there any puddles under the urinals? They're like, yep, they do, ma'am. Won't you mind your own beeswax? But as a matter of fact, I don't like my lathe right now.
Have there been a lot of men who aren't drinking water properly in there today?
I feel like you could
almost exclusively,
yes.
Open a bag of Smack cereal and get that sensation anytime you wanted to.
Are you suggesting that Sugar Smack cereal smells like stale urine?
Yeah. And Sugar Smack cereal makes your urine smell like Sugar Smack cereal. It's got the asparagus effect.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had Sugar Smacks cereal, so I can't.
Well, they're not. Yeah, they're not Sugar Smacks anymore.
That's just
turns
smacks,
out probably not yeah. since Kelly's been alive.
Turns
honestly,
out parents don't like buying cereal that has the word sugar first in the title.
Yeah, it was only ever Smacks for me as a kid, and honestly, they just kind of taste like styrofoam. But I loved them, and then my pee always smelled probably like what this lady's turned on by.
Cheerios kind of makes yep. it smell too.
Oh yeah,
I hadn't really thought about it, but yeah, I guess a lot of cereals might.
This text, I'm 35 and I have realized I am obsessed with moms that have that little mommy pouch that own it. Like okay. they just oh. had a baby, like,
yeah, yeah.
or not mm-hmm. just had a baby, but had a baby.
Yeah.
I like men extra. In short shorts. I didn't realize that until, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s.
Men in short shorts?
Short shorts.
Like you've 1980s been- men.
Yeah, may I actually go back to the 70s.
Style.
Oh yeah, I go back to the 70s when, like, you know, in the, like the movie Grease, whenever you see them all in their gym shorts and stuff, I'm yeah. like, that is so hot.
You would have ruined so many couches watching the NBA in the late 70s through the 80s.
Yeah, I might just start going back and watching them. Just that's my porn.
Kelly is the only person on earth attracted to 1986's John Stockton running the pick and roll.
Man,
Kelly gets really into Magnum P.I.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. Like something about seeing your like farmer's tan from, you know, your little pale thighs and then all those little curly hairs that never really get to see the sun. I love them. I'm just like, look at that.
OK, listen to this kink. This is discovered in a very specific moment. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was bullied in school and a girl said I was pathetic. She said I was like a dog. And then she kicked me to where I groaned. And when I groaned, she said, good boy, in a mocking tone.
Oh.
And since then, I get rigid whenever I am called a good boy.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So you like the humiliation.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
This one's very specific. I don't know if it's that groundbreaking, but I enjoy the way it's written as much as I can read it. I don't know if it's a weird turn on or not, but it's pretty mainstream by today's standards. But I'm a married straight male, and I really need to see, touch, and appreciate my wife's chocolate spider hole.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, if she likes it too.
That's not my thing, but you never know. One day it could be. Everybody always say, you know, don't have... says don't hate it till you try it, and I've never tried.
That's what they say. Yeah. That's what they say.
Free Bear, have you and your wife discovered anything new on your journey to have sex every single day in this year?
No, nothing specific like that.
Mm.
But it does create time for lots of variety.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like you know, it's not like missionary.
Mm-hmm.
Plus six, by the way.
Nice.
Since
plus
August
six.
12th.
That's great.
So however many days that wow. is, plus six.
Good for you.
Yeah. Things are going well. You'd think I'd lose some weight. This one, I've always had kinky fantasies, even as someone who had never had sex before I was 30. I didn't accept them as okay until I was in my 30s. Something clicked, and I was reading a book series that had some BDSM elements, and all of a sudden I realized that I wanted to be dominated. Now I'm content, satisfied, and happy. That'd be pretty weird if you never really thought you were into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you read a book that was like, whoa, it yeah. opened up a whole new world. I bet that's more common.
Probably.
Because it's not like most, that's posted anonymously, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not like most people are going to come in to go work and go, man, 50 Shades of Grey. Had no idea I wanted to be hit with a stick, but here I am. Just using that as an example. This one. I used to be someone who made fun of big women, but now I realize I am very turned on by bigger, more confident, bold women. I can see that.
Good for you.
There's a certain confidence level
mm-hmm.
that you sometimes see someone carry themselves with. That sort of sassy,
this is me.
Bold, confident. Yeah.
Yeah. You're Meghan Trainors of the world. There's less of her now.
Yeah, she has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, she lost weight.
But like the supermodels, like Ashley Graham, I think
yeah.
it's,
yeah.
she's stunning.
Yeah, she's
every
really pretty.
Part of her body is stunning. And I'm just like, I will never have curves like that. But girl, the way you make them move, man, I bet people love that.
Yeah, I bet that's absolutely true.
Voluptuous and beautiful.
Well, remember our home station used to have a pregnancy pageant.
And yeah.
It was, you know, they'd win all sorts of prizes that would help with the birth of a child. And it was, but there were, we did it at a hotel. And for the, it wasn't skeezy, but there was always a small segment of people who would show up where I'm like, think that row's pretty skeezy.
They're just, they are into this.
That is not the friends and family row. That is a friends.
Yeah, that's.
And that goes from being a kink to a fetish real quick, because the fetish makes you creepy, kind of. Like, it's only pregnant people, and they're not your pregnant person.
Yes. What is the line between kink and fetish?
Well, I think kink and fetish, like,
I would have said they were synonyms.
I think fetish is, I think kink is I like big girls. I think a fetish is I like big Latina girls, or big black girls, or big white girls only. You hone in on one specific race or something like that, or like a specific like pregnancy or something. Then it becomes a fetish, and it teeters on being okay or inappropriate.
So fetish is just more
specific.
Specific.
I think
like
so.
I like dogs. Well, I like German shepherds. Like, not sexually, but you get the idea.
That's a weird example. How I feel about this comparison.
But yeah, one is a more broad statement. One is more specific.
Yeah.
Oh, because yeah, I would have used them as synonyms, but.
Yeah, I think if you're dating somebody and you say to them, I like voluptuous women, and they're a woman of any, you know, of any woman would be like, oh, okay. But if you say, I like voluptuous black women, I think as a person of color, you'd have to question, is that a fetish? Like, are you just fetishizing me because of my race?
Yeah.
I think that's where fetish and kink have that gray area.
I'm going to take your word for it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't think race or anything like that had anything to do with it.
I mean, for some, I'm sure it could, but.
Let's go to the old dictionary.
That's funny. Without anyone ever telling me it, I would have said, well, a kink is something you try sexually that's different than the mainstream, whereas a fetish is something you wish you could try, but you're a little embarrassed by. And I
think that applies too. I think that also applies. I think that. It's a word that I don't know.
Yeah, I would have just said there's something many layers. You're into for both of them. Something a little off center that you're into sexually.
Let's see. Where's the one I just saw? That one's. Oh, I'm 31, and I realized at 30 when my wife and I stumbled into a conversation about exes and lovers, where I thought I was going to wince when we discussed it, and all of a sudden I realized I was so turned on by her talking about former lovers. Now I think I want to be cuckolded, but my wife's not down with it so far.
Mm.
I don't know if that's a realization. I don't know if that's something you want to talk her into. I mean, that's up to you, but
good for you for actually bringing it up to her, though.
Yeah, most people will just
bury that deep down inside, you know?
Right.
I'm sorry. I would like to bury Tom Selleck deep down inside of me after seeing this picture of him in short shorts next to, what kind of car is that?
A Ferrari.
It's his signature Ferrari.
Yeah, look, that's his 308.
You know they're short enough.
Kelly, you just turned into all of our mothers.
Yeah, he's so fine.
That Magnum P.I. I'd love to sit on that mustache.
I knew you would. Because that was back in an era where mustaches and hair were still in, and short shorts. It's all the things you're into.
I love it.
It is.
I do.
I mean, really, I'm telling you, you're going to start getting into old episodes of Magnum P.I.
I do. And Tom Selleck.
Full of this.
I see him everywhere in those short shorts. But you know that they're short enough because you can see the line in his quad right there.
Yeah.
And so hot. So hot.
Hot quad. Okay, this text. A kink is what you enjoy. A fetish is something you need. That makes sense.
Oh, all right.
Like, it won't work for you if not for the fetish. Listen to this one. I showed up to a session, quote unquote, with a new partner, someone I had known for a long time. We were just going to be bleep friends. He made me get on the bed and put a collar on and started spanking me. I immediately finished. I had no idea that was a thing that I liked. What bold move by that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you don't know if you're into this, but get on the bed.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like there had been a lot of discussion before that.
Good for them.
Yeah, right.
Makes me happy when I realize that people are out there just finding their way.
Okay, this one's right. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, everybody's happy. This one, I once turned on a video on demand of some ASMR stream to help me fall asleep. At some point in the video, people were redeeming their Twitch points or whatever they are properly called. The redeems had the most satisfying ASMR sounds, saying things like, good boy, good girl. It was in a slightly breathy voice, and it just awakened something in me.
Mm.
That's pretty wild. So it's kind of that good boy, good girl thing mm-hmm. again.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like you have to prove yourself to somebody to get what you want.
I guess.
Like you better be a good girl if you want that.
Fascinating.
Good girl.